Testing, testing, hot outbound car. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Johnny here.
The Honeymooners Podcast, the only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time, with the stars, Joe Conti and Louis Fats.
Welcome, fellow raccoons and raccoonettes. What's happening, all you Hurricanes, Bensonhurst Bombers, and the Joe Rumseys of the world? You're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conti, and my pal Louis Fats.
On the air.
That's right. The only discussion-based podcast all about the greatest show of all time. We record in the non-productive studios in Clifton, New Jersey. If you want to subscribe to the show, go to iTunes and leave us five-star. Leave us a review, five-star review, and if you want to leave any type of, a five-star review.
That's going to be a little higher than that.
Yeah, leave higher than five stars, yes, a little higher than that. The home base for the Honeymooners Podcast is the non-productive website. That's non-productive.com/honeymooners if you want to listen. And also, like our Honeymooners Podcast Facebook page, which is getting some traction. We got like 50 likes, and so it's coming around. What's going on, Louis?
I think this Facebook thing is going to catch on one day.
You think so, huh? Yeah. You think it's going to finally catch on?
I may even join one day.
The day that my mom joined Facebook like 3 years ago, I was like, the apocalypse is here. It's over. This 75-year-old Italian woman is on Facebook going, I like it, Dad. That's very nice. Okay. Yeah, that's enough. But, all right, listen, this is episode number 8. And we had a little bit of a screw up with the with the trivia.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, as you guys already know.
Not the answers. The answers were correct.
Right.
It was our sequence.
Yeah. We do this with very little prep, very little paperwork, and we both have the memory of a goldfish, all right? So for episode...
You just insulted every goldfish.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Like they're listening. They don't have iTunes. So what happened, and now you guys already figured it out, but on episode number 6, we gave the answer to the question from episode 3.
We weren't that far off. We're only three episodes.
Yeah, just 3 episodes off, yeah. You know, so we tried to make a left turn from the shoulder, you know? It wasn't... Listen, because sometimes, believe it or not, we've done more than one podcast in one day. We feel like we're rolling.
Yeah, that's where we screwed up.
I think that's where we screwed up. We did like 2 in one day. So now we're sitting there. We're like, okay, episode 1 was the Leo's wife. Episode 2 was the blood type. We have to it was very embarrassing. But obviously we had a little fun with it in episode 6 and we just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, we're goofballs, but you know, we try. Yeah, what are you gonna do? But a couple of quick things. We got this really cool post on one of the Honeymooners fan pages, the groups. It's the Honeymooners, the Raccoon Lodge. And one of the fellow raccoons who listens to the show, Jackie Falk Dotson, she was listening. I'm gonna just read what she has. She put it on one of the Facebook groups, and it was having listening to the economics episode of the new Honeymooners podcast. I broke out my inflation calculator app and compared 1955 numbers today. 39 cents. Why'd she come up with, what do you think?
39 cents was the, that was her electric bill.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 39 cents, very good, is $3.70, which is a darn good electric bill. That is something right there. 58 cents.
Was the chopped meat.
58 cents a pound for chopped meat. Sweetie very pie. Good. Yeah, sweetie pie.
Gotta put sweetie pie in there every time.
$5.50. So that's kind of pricey, right?
Well, very pricey. Meat, right? Yeah, for chopped meat, yeah.
Yeah. 89 cents. Which is
the butter?
Yes, $0.89 a pound. That is $8.44.
That's probably double what butter goes.
That's got to be right.
Yeah, I know.
It has to be. Yeah. And this is interesting. $25 the gift certificate from Leo, Uncle Leo.
Uncle Leo, yeah.
Worth $237.20.
Wow, Uncle Leo.
Uncle Leo. That's why he could afford to drive his car all the way up to Utica. Yeah. And $62, which is obviously $62 a week, $588.27.
Okay.
And nah, not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. So Jackie, thank you. And she was she told me that she's another Jackie from Brooklyn.
All right.
So thank you for posting that. And you know, it was a very nice little plug.
It was. It puts things in perspective.
Yeah, you absolutely.
Know, we're talking about money.
Absolutely. And another one of my friends, who's another comic, who's a listener of the show, Darren Patterson, put a message out and told us, because we couldn't remember what Trixie's name was.
Real name was.
And a few other guys on Twitter, Pete, this guy Pete, and this guy Lou, they both said, and it was Thelma.
Thelma. Now, that wasn't my, I'm just guessing now, that had to be revealed only in the Lost episodes.
Yeah.
Because that's where we got Edward Lillywhite Norton is revealed in the Lost episodes.
Right.
But it's not revealed nowhere in the 39.
The only thing he says is Edward L.
He says Edward L. Norton, I believe, twice.
Right.
But never Lillywhite. But in the Lost episodes is where we get that his middle name is Lillywhite. So I'm assuming that Thelma is also from, knowing that her name was Thelma,
right,
is from the Lost episododes.
Okay.
That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not in the 39.
No. And is Lillywhite an actual name?
I have no idea.
I was just trying to think of that. Because there are certain names that we don't hear a lot anymore.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
even last names. Like you don't hear McGillicuddy anymore.
Yeah, you don't.
But there are some first names that are very
old. And then a lot of times the middle names are used, like family name is used, passed down in a middle name.
Oh, okay.
I've known that.
Oh, all right.
I've actually had a couple of friends who their middle name, these are males, who their middle name was Marie.
You know what? You hear a lot about that.
And it's very old Italian.
Yes, it's also a lot of presidents, years like you know, like early presidents, they're named, or presidents are very well, they were named after their moms.
Yeah.
So, but not their first name,
yeah.
but very much yeah. so with their like their middle names.
Yeah, you,
and stuff
so
like
you
that.
Will see it in the middle names. That's probably where the Lillywhite comes
yeah,
from.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's probably supposed, I think this is what it was. They will use their middle name and take, their middle name is their mom's maiden name.
Maiden name, yes.
And that's what they do. So it's, you know, it's an endearing thing with the guy and the mom.
Yeah, okay.
So, but I want to thank Darren for, and also the guys on Twitter for reminding me that it's Thelma.
Thelma.
For Trixie, which
it's good stuff.
And of course, Thelma was in one of the best in one of the best episodes.
Yeah, the maid.
The maid, she was fantastic. She was so good.
That was a good one. The bell scene is great.
Oh,
the ringing of the bell is great.
The ringing of the bell. Just
like one lump.
Yeah.
Keep ringing that, you'll get one lump.
Yeah, and it was great because of the way they did the lump joke. Because the lump joke had been done on Looney Tunes and stuff like that. How many lumps do you
want? How many lumps you
want? And you get whacked in the head.
Whacked in the head, and you know,
but the way she does, but the way they did it, and the way she's like,
yeah. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, you'll see how many lumps you get. It's so great.
That's good humor, man. Get me a popsicle.
So great. So we weren't sure what we wanted to talk about today. And Louis, you are a wizard because you come up with things that I'm just like, I can't believe that you even know this. But we said, you know what? Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the raccoons.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we're going to be able to talk a lot about the raccoons.
You devote a lot of time to the raccoons.
Yeah, devote a lot of time to the raccoons. But you said something to me that I never noticed, and it is so true.
That the raccoons have their own theme song.
I don't even have my own theme song. I mean, I do, but I have to make it. It's not even mine. It's the Honeymooners theme song. I don't have my own theme song. I want to walk into a room and just have the music playing. Yeah, every time. The same song.
Their own theme song.
Yeah, like even as a comic. Like there are sometimes I'll go to, we'll be at a place and it'll be like a DJ or something. They're like, hey, do you want to hear a song? You know, what song do you want to come up to? I don't know. I said, just play rock, you know, play some rock But it's just like they have their own theme song. And you might be thinking out there as a Honeymooners fan, What are they talking about? And this is what he's talking about. And that's the beginning of the Here Comes the Bride, right? Well, and I'm like, I've heard that song a bunch of times.
And it all, you'll hear it every time they're in the Raccoon Lodge.
In the Raccoon Lodge. Every single time. I'm like, no way. And it's probably a song that, what do you call it, Gleason wrote.
Yeah, they probably just came up with it. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because he was a songwriter.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, the theme song is his song.
Yeah, no, he wrote that, yeah.
So it's like, and it's just, there it is. It's beautiful. The raccoons have their own themes. Not only do they have their own jackets and their own stupid hats, they got their own theme song.
It's and they great. Have their own way of spelling raccoon one C.
Is it with one C, right?
Yeah. I actually looked it up, and both acceptable spellings.
They are.
But the double C is the more acceptable of the two.
Two,
if you'd upon it, if you were writing raccoons in your phone or something to me or sending me a text, your spell check will put it, you know, would override it and put two C's.
Two C's.
Yeah.
And it's just one with
C.
Them.
Yeah. One C. And we still haven't figured out what Mr. President's name is besides Mr. President.
What do you mean?
He doesn't have a first name. He's never addressed.
Oh, Cliff Hall. His name is Cliff Hall.
Cliff Hall, I believe, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Mr. President.
He's never
appears
been...
in four, I believe, four episodes as Mr. President.
Mr. President. I didn't even realize that. Because I'm thinking the great exalted...
Mr. Grueler. Grand High Exalted Mr. Grueler.
Right. But he is Mr. Fink.
Morris Fink.
Morris Fink.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. And then it's... And he's got some good, you know...
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
He's got some good stage time.
He does, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he did have that big
blunder. Oh, the famous flub. The famous flub. It's great.
It's not even a flub. He had he just couldn't remember his line. And, of course,
And of all people who remembers a line, the guy couldn't remember his own either. Gleason.
Yes. So the raccoons, I mean, it's a great extension. It's like another... extension. It's like an arm of the show.
Yes,
because whether or not they even are, you see them there for an episode. Mm-hmm. There's always some sort of it's always there. There's a mention of it. Whether it's,
yeah,
you know,
even if they're not actually in the club,
right, you know,
Alice will mention something about it. You know, those silly raccoons they call
executive
it.
Meeting.
Executive
you know,
meeting. The, now that's a poker game.
Now that's a poker game. Right. It's just, it's so great, and the hats.
Oh, the getup is great.
With their Admiral, was it
Admiral Dewey Sport
Admiral
Coat?
Admiral Dewey Sports Coat. Everything about it is just so great.
Raccoon, his braid was going to be his gold braid was going to be changed to platinum.
Platinum, right?
If
right.
He won Raccoon of the Year.
Raccoon of the Year. Yeah. Did you notice that when convention manager
mm-hmm.
when Joe Rumsey comes in or Joe Muncie, whatever it is. And he goes,
I want to get back to that Joe Muncy thing, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. And he goes, I know who's going to become, I know that you're going to be the next convention manager. And he was like, me?
Me?
Really? Like, well, you could be like, really? I'm going to win? Like, if you know you're in competition with one other person,
mm-hmm. yeah.
McGillicuddy,
yeah.
you would have been like, dude, you know it's me? But he made it like, me?
Yeah, like it was
like,
a surprise.
Like
on
it's
him.
A surprise?
Like, yeah, he didn't know he was even up for election.
Yeah, you didn't even know. Yeah, it's like, dude, what are you, a mayor with dementia? You don't even know? You don't even know you're up for re-election? And, but that was Joe Muncy.
Yeah, Joe Muncy. Now, I think that his name is Joe Muncy and not Joe Rumsey. So that would be Norton's mistake, and then Ralph just carried it on. Because in the episode where with the birthday party one, with the surprise party, which is Andre with the glove.
Right. Pardon my glove.
Pardon my glove. Alice mentions when she had a call, her and Trixie are talking about the party, how'd you cancel it, blah, 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 how to call everybody. And she said something like, I'm waiting for a response from Joe Muncy.
And he's the one that he
so
would
that's
come
where the name comes up for the second time. So I have to believe that the first time it was Joe Muncy. Not Joe Rumsey.
And the Joe Rumsey was during the decided vote.
Deciding vote.
Because that's when Norton's like, I know, Who didn't vote for you? Joe Rumsey.
Joe Rumsey. That's impossible, Joe Rumsey.
He was in his room.
Yeah, he was in, yeah. But I got to believe it's Muncy.
I think so, too.
I got to believe it's Muncy. I'm going to say, if you had to ask me and I had to, you know, I would say I had to vote or bet, I would bet on Muncy.
Would it be the deciding vote? I'm doing callbacks to references on this show. Yeah. I would think so, too, because it was two different times, right, where he was Joe Rumsey and he was also Joe Muncy.
Well, he was Joe Rumsey, that same show, when somebody screwed it up.
Right.
And I believe it was Norton that screwed it up.
Okay.
And then Joe Muncy just mentioned in the party as one of the invited guests.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I believe it's Muncy, because they had said Muncy.
And, of course, the same guy, George Petrie, played a couple of other...
Yeah. Now, that would have been tough. How's he show up at the party? Is Freddie Muller or Joe Muncy?
He could have won the costume.
Really?
He could have won the costume party. Who are you at? I'm Freddie Muller. But wait a minute. You're Joe Rumsey. No, I'm Joe Muncy. Dressed up as Freddie Muller. But yeah, just off the bat, I'm just finding this out now, realizing that the raccoons have their own theme, intro, song,
whatever you want to call it.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
It's like a relief pitcher coming out of the bullpen.
it's Mariano.
Mariano,
right?
Coming in.
And they're playing Metallica. Yeah. That is, it's great. Like, I just would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
Because you hear a lot of the same.
Yeah, you do hear,
You know, the bumpers coming in and out from different scenes. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that, I was like, yeah, that's it.
Yep, they have their own theme.
Yeah,
that's great. That shows how important the raccoons are.
That's how important the raccoon.
A very vital organization.
Vital organization. And he was very. That was an interesting scene with him.
Yeah, kind of. Like he's flubbing his lines and.
Yeah, he was a little off, and she was helping him a little bit.
Yeah.
Just today, I was watching, and we'll get right back to the raccoons. I was just watching Brother Ralph.
Okay.
And
I know you love that one. I know that's one of your favorites.
Yeah, it's in my top five for sure. And when they're arguing about her, what's his name?
Tony Amico
is coming, and she goes, where he's supposed to interrupt her. And it was like this
pause.
2 second pause.
That seems like it's 10
No,
minutes.
He goes, yes, because when he goes, oh, no, you're quitting.
Yeah, you are quitting.
Yes, right there, right before that, there was that pause. And I think he kind of forgot his line for a second.
Yeah.
You know, now you wait a minute. And then he's like, oh, no, you're quitting.
You are quitting.
You are quitting. Yep. Yes. And look, we're not. Obviously, we're doing as fanboys, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not like critiquing,
no,
you know,
never,
the great
never,
one, you know. But we're just noticing because we see these shows in such a different way than most people that are just what do we call them? DEFCON
0 or 1.
Ones. Yeah.
The Bang Zoom people.
Yeah, the Bang Zoomers. Yeah. But and that one actually, I think it. Was that one? He did one of the better Bang Zooms, where he didn't bang zoom. He didn't.
Oh, was that the short one?
He didn't.
The short bang zoom.
But he didn't. He didn't. He went like that with his hands.
Oh, with his hands. Okay,
you know, and
almost pantomime the bang zoom.
And then he pulls his shirt down.
Yeah.
I forgot which. I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was Brother Ralph because that's the only one I saw today. It's like really. It's a Tuesday. And like, what'd you do today? I watched Brother Ralph.
Brother Ralph. Oh.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, I watched Alison the Blonde. Yeah, good for you. But the raccoons.
Oh, yeah. Get back to the raccoons.
The raccoons. What? Almost every time the raccoons, there's something going on. It's so iconic.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, like one of your favorites, Here Comes the Bride.
Oh, love it.
Like that whole scene.
The Bachelor Party scene.
The whole Bachelor Party scene with Norton hitting the glasses.
Hitting the glass. Great. It's great.
Yeah.
You couldn't duplicate that if you tried.
No.
I tried. Can't do it.
How many bachelor parties you going to? No. I go every weekend, and I keep trying to do it, and I can't.
Just hit beer.
Yeah, this is Lou at every bachelor party.
Oh, you were hot tonight.
You are a riot. It was one of the few times that Ralph, like, really acknowledged that his friend was funny. Because he said, he goes, oh, you are a riot.
Yeah, you're
this
a riot.
This is why you get married for.
Yeah, what are you married for? You are a riot.
You are a riot, you know. Oh, and that was like one of the few times he acknowledged that his friend was really funny.
And it's funny, too, we always talk about the, like the Freddie Mullers, you know, George Petrie playing. George Petrie, I believe, appeared in 14 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
you said that.
And to see the raccoon people in the lodge who are always... Same people, but they always have like a different name.
Yeah,
when they are acknowledged for some reason, and then you see different faces floating in and out of the raccoons.
Right.
So it was, I guess it was ever available that day on, you know.
Yeah.
They just picked them out, threw on the, you know, the Admiral Dewey sport coat, you know, and the Davy Crockett hat. Yeah. They became a raccoon.
Yes. I mean, if you think about the hats, they're so tacky and bad.
Oh God, yeah, it's
but it
horrible.
Makes it so great. Yeah. Like if somebody was walking around the street with that hat on, you would think this is a guy who he must have lost in the game of hunt. He was hunting and he lost because this thing is on his
jacket too.
Yeah, the sports jacket is so terrible. It's got the things on the shoulders.
The shoulders, yeah.
It almost makes it look like a. That's probably where she came up
with the Admiral Dewey. It was like a naval type,
naval
you know,
type of thing. Yeah.
And then again,
$39.
$35. Something
it is.
Like that.
$35.
Now, back then, if you go to the inflation calculator.
Yeah. Well, $35. Think about it. Yeah. It's a little less than half of what he was making for the week.
Yeah.
So you probably figure $300.
Yeah. You figured I figured out the multiplier is like 9.55.
Oh, okay.
So you take the number that they're throwing at you, multiply it by 9.55, and you get today's price.
Yeah, so it's almost $300 for a jacket
for
to be part of some.
I make it $62. Again, the Flintstones, the water buffaloes.
Water buffaloes, yes.
There we go.
100%.
There you go.
Exactly. You know, as a fan of the Flintstones, I never not acknowledge that it's 100%.
Said honeymoon. Yeah, I didn't know that when I was little, but.
Yeah. You know. Even, you know, even the you know, the redhead wife and the fact that he didn't get, even Fred didn't get along with his mother-in-law. And she wasn't in a lot of episodes.
No.
And she was very overbearing and blah, blah, blah. But just everything. And really, if you think about it, what did they do? Like, what was the purpose of the raccoons? They could have just all gotten together.
It was like a club type deal. Just getting together. Just to get guys together. Just to get... In those days, to get out of the house.
Right. And the thing
was, do something.
Not everybody had a phone. There's
no,
obviously, there's no text messaging. There's no way of quickly getting. So it's like, hey, listen, it's Monday. We all meet back here at Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And you don't talk to anybody
until
that time. And then they all get together, and whether they're celebrating, you know,
whatever they're
doing,
a guy
getting married or. Figuring out where for their new fishing trip,
like
or the convention.
Conventions, executive meetings,
poker games,
emergency meetings. Remember the emergency meetings?
Yes.
There are more emergencies than the UN.
We have more problems
than the UN.
Yeah, it's just
look at the size of the Raccoon Lodge. It's like a pretty big place.
Yeah.
Yeah, two rooms. They had the pool table.
I'm assuming it's
ping pong table.
Kind
they
of
said.
Going like with the VFW type of thing.
Kind of like that,
but without the military aspect of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is just a goof.
Yeah.
But there is a thing called the Eagles. Have you heard of the Eagles?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Dude, like 8 years ago, I'm doing a gig in like central New Jersey, and I got the address, and I look, and I go, oh, okay, it's in a VFW. You know, whatever. And went in there, and to the left is like the bar and the room, and then there's the big room.
Yeah.
They're called the Eagles. Been around forever. Never heard of them before.
Wow.
Now I see them every once in a while. It's like one of those things you don't realize they're around until you see it once.
Right.
Then you start seeing it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I mean, I think they were around way before even the show.
Okay.
So, you know, it's definitely just, it's such a great aspect of the show.
Oh God, yeah, because it actually factors into a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
It really factors in.
They said, you know what, this Raccoon Lodge, we really have to, you know, write in stuff So this is, it's not just, you know, something that, you know, is there, but it's not
there.
Yeah,
just to take up some space, you know, to fill in. No, it actually factored into the comedy. It did.
Well, you had the convention, right? Mm-hmm. Which, unconventional behavior.
Yes.
Because they were going to the Minneapolis. Then there's the something's fishy.
Yes.
The fishing trip. Then you have the Here Comes the Bride.
Here Comes the Bride for the bachelor party. Then you have the costume party.
The costume party, yes. What about the one when they're playing ping pong in the beginning?
That's the beginning of, I believe, is that the fishing trip? Beginning of
yes,
the fishing trip?
Yes, that's the fishing trip. Yes. And then the best one, which I love your take on it, is when they do the women's auxiliary.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is great. Go ahead. Just
All right, because Alice and Trixie are always putting down the raccoons.
They're making fun of the raccoons.
And they actually called all those silly raccoons.
Silly raccoons. Right.
And then Alice said, you know, and Ralph says to her, what happens if, you know what would happen if the raccoons was no longer the Bensonhurst? She goes, yeah, real estate values will go up 100%.
Yes.
So this is like the place is probably a dump and whatever.
Right.
But then, and the one with the, what's the title of that one? With the acting one?
On stage.
And on stage, all of a sudden, Alice and Trixie are members of the Ladies Auxiliary. Like, where did that come from?
And they're doing it in the raccoon.
In the raccoon lodge. In the lodge.
Yeah. Your silly raccoons. Can we do something there? You know, is it okay if we do our little play there? Is it okay? In your silly little raccoon lodge. And that's great.
Boy.
Yeah. But it's just a...
So Norton and is we were talking before about they actually have titles because they're members of the 7-member executive committee,
right?
And Norton those is are the sergeant at arms.
I didn't realize.
And Ralph
I never
is the treasurer.
Now I knew Ralph is the treasurer because the one episode he's I'm the treasurer.
Yeah, new members in the membership drive. And,
yes, and new members. The things are too tough.
That's it. The requirements are too.
But I never realized he's sergeant in arms.
He's sergeant in arms, yeah.
And they say that.
He says it when they're handing out the because Norton has to hand out the pencils and the paper
right.
when they're voting the McGillicuddy vote
versus
Crampton. And Norton sits next to him as sergeant in arms, sit next to me, and then you hand out the paper and pencils.
And he says,
"Yes, so president."
Sergeant in I
believe he says sergeant in arms.
That is so great.
Yeah.
Wow, sergeant!
You figure they all have this. That's kind of like that typical like little organization. Like everybody has a title.
Oh yeah,
because it's not like 7 members.
Yeah,
and they're all a member of the executive committee. Yeah, and
they're never going to run out of titles because there's only 7 people there. They interchange the titles. Yeah. All right, you be treasurer this today, week, and you be sergeant in arms.
Secretary.
Oh man, well, dude. You wouldn't even believe.
I don't even want to ask you how long we went into this.
We're almost at 28 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The show just, it just flies by.
It does fly by.
It really is. And we appreciate everybody. And, you know, try to, if you have anything you want to add, you can go right to the Facebook, the page, the homepage. I'm going to see about getting an email. Maybe we'll just get like an email.
Yeah.
If people want to email us, mm-hmm. if they have any questions.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, nobody knows how to get in touch with you.
No.
You know, I can hardly get in touch with you, and I have your phone number.
You have to send Freddie Muller up.
Yeah, can I buy you? Listen, I got to borrow Freddie Muller's car to get to your house. All right. All right. So now we're going to do it right this time.
Yeah.
The last week's question was, what was the name of one of the kids on the stickball team that ended up being a character on a TV show 20 years later?
And also in WWE wrestling?
And a WWE wrestling. It's obviously it's Steve Austin.
Steve Austin. He was like the first kid to get the measles.
First kid to get the measles. Yeah, the $6 million measled kid. all right. So now we want to do our question for next week.
Yeah.
For next episodes. Now, did we...
Discuss one before?
No, but I have one. You know this answer.
Okay, go.
You know this answer, but I have the question. Every episode, is pretty much a one-off. We've kind of, where they don't really, they're not a continuation.
You know, yeah, it's like a soap opera. It's, you know, it's standalone.
Pretty much a standalone thing. Yeah. There are two episodes that are actually connected, where one episode actually mentions something from a previous episode.
Okay.
So there's just two episodes that are kind of connected where they mention something from another episode.
Another episode. Okay.
So, and even if you just, you figure it out. Yeah. So, in other words, I'm not going to over-explain this, all right? I'm not going to do it. But, yeah, so that's it. So there were two episodes, and if you could figure out which two they were. All right? All right, I want to just give a thanks to all the Facebook groups. You guys have been great. The Honeymooners Facebook group, the Honeymooners Raccoon Lodge, the Honeymooners The Classic 39 Episodes, also Edward Lillywhite Norton on Facebook, his Honeymooners Trivia Podcast. You can check out that show. He's got the Raccoon Lodge Radio, and I have my show, which is the Conti and Kenny Show, which is a radio show slash podcast that I've been doing for a very long time, and it's on morelikeradio.com. It's on Monday nights at 7 o'clock, and anything you want to get contact with me, it's Joe Conti Comic on Twitter and Instagram, and Joe Conti on Facebook. And if you want to get in touch with Lou, you have to go to Cedar Knolls, New Jersey, and go to each house and just knock on each door until Louie answers.
Yeah. Don't ask anybody else in town because no one knows me.
Nobody knows.
I've been there 25 years, and not one person.
Who's that tall, thin guy that just walks in and out all during the day?
Who leaves his house on Tuesday afternoon? That's the day we record.
All right.
Actually, well, if you do want to get in touch with me, I have I can give you my email. I don't care. It's actually bangzoom1956@gmail.com.
Oh, there you
if
go.
You want to, you know, shoot me a, you know, something.
Bangzoom1956.
The year I was born. At Gmail.
At Gmail.
Yeah, there you go.
It's great.
So if anybody wants to talk, you know.
All right.
Discuss honeymooners.
Yeah.
You know, and I do nothing during the week. I just wait for this afternoon.
It's really sad when the highlight of his week is hanging out with me in the studio in Clifton.
And driving to Clifton, New Jersey. Yeah. He's like, that's great.
What are you doing? Yeah, you got your Kevlar on. You make sure the windows are rolled up, and you're good. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for giving us a listen. Episode number 8, and we'll see you guys next time.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
We'll have to do this again real soon.
Yeah. How about tomorrow night?
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.